All right. Tomorrow we're going to get into skate culture, dealing with pro skaters and politics and moving forward with stuff. In fact, we'll do that. I think we'll do the skate team stuff last. So tomorrow I'm going to talk about local corruption and real estate. That's my promise to you. I'm talking to my dear mother, and she says, Jesse, do you think China, like, she's worried about, you know, China, you know, invading the island I'm on. she's worried for the wrong party in that war. Jesse, do you think China will pay attention to the election and know that Trump is coming and that they shouldn't mess with Taiwan because Trump will come along and basically whip their butts? Do you think that China's will get that? I said, Mother, you're dealing with a country of 1.3 billion psychopaths. They can't connect the fact that they lied to their friend 5 minutes ago and their friend wants to beat them up now. They see those events as unrelated. There's no way they're going to figure this out. And here's the thing. Angry people would hear the words I just said and think, oh, Jesse's saying bad words about China. Okay. But the people that are able to do things in the world, not just be angry about nothing happening, but actually make things happen, will understand that I'm not trying to say bad things about China. I'm explaining a reality. The Chinese are they are conditioned sociopaths. No. Sociopath. There's two types of antisocial. There's the psychopath who's antisocial, you know, the they can pass a lie detector test, okay? The psychopath has some sort of brain damage or something. I think this is my general understanding of it, okay? And the sociopath was raised and conditioned that way. So China is a bunch of sociopaths. They can't connect, you know, they're conditioned that way. But nonetheless, it's antisocial. They can't connect cause with effect. They can't link two different moments in time. This happened here at that time, and then that's why this other thing happened over here at a different time. Their brains are not capable of making that connection. In the Chinese case, I don't think it's because of any sort of a genetic or brain condition like a psychopath. It's because of how they're conditioned growing up, the sociopath. So that's the massive culture that you're dealing with. Now, probably the best thing that can contribute to this, as I have witnessed in my life, is that children grow up to be sociopaths because of parents that constantly disrupt their schedules. They create chaos at home, and then the parents create retroactive rules on the fly, and the kids don't have the kids are not able to plan. They can't, I'm going to do this now, I say this, I will do this, I'm going to plan to do this, and then later on, you actually do it later when the time comes. Like, living out two moments in time connected. Parents constantly disrupt that. So the kid never deals with, oh, I planned this out, and then now I'm realizing my plans. They don't get that, because the parents are always disrupting that process by controlling or micromanaging or making new rules or, no, you've got to respect me, and all the excuses they make for disrupting their kids' own ability to lead their lives. And then the parents wonder why their kids are pathological liars. Well, you force them to be pathological liars is the only means of surviving your nonsense, mom or dad. They don't get that. And that's what happened throughout Taiwan society. The big leader of it, Chiang Kai-shek. He came to Taiwan and literally changed the law every day. Like, you wake up in the morning and you know this is the law, but before you go to bed, there's a new law the police are chasing you after for that you didn't know about. And he did this. It's lawless. I've had people in Taiwan explain to me on condition of anonymity, when there's nothing really bad they're telling me, that they're still just afraid. They're afraid to stand up. So that's the situation that's going on in China. Do you think that a country full of 1.3 billion people who live with that psychology are going to be able to see the election and say, it looks like, based on American politics, that Trump will probably win the next election and he will come after us because he never did before. And if we go after Taiwan, it could be the end of our party. Are they going to be capable of sorting all that out? No way in heaven, earth, or under the earth. So, you don't know. China is going to look at Afghanistan and say, oh, America runs away. Ha ha ha. Stupid country. China is great. It's China's time to rise. It's like, well, okay, whose money are you going to spend if you take over America? And the Americans aren't going to work if you're boss. You know, it occurred to you, you know, that if China's, they really believe in their grandiosity, their self-aggrandizement so much. They believe if they plant their flag on American soil, then all of a sudden their air will magically get cleaner and the workers will magically generate more money for their economy. They really believe this. That's the extent. They're like, it's like dealing with 10-year-olds as far as how money works. Their brains have not been able to develop. The trouble with communism, Margaret Thatcher, is that you eventually run out of other people's money. Well, she said socialism. The Chinese don't make that connection. In fact, if you tell them that, they'll think you're just trying to say mean words. And they'll feel shame and they'll go attack you with groupthink hatred and mass. And so, no, we're looking at it. See, the thing is, the Pentagon knows this. The Pentagon are not stupid people. You better believe that they've got all kinds of psychoanalysts, pawning over every word that comes out of China to understand the psychology of what the Chinese are going to do if this or that happens. So the president gets up and gives a speech and says a couple of words. His appointee as its China ambassador says, well, China can't be trusted. The Pentagon's already vetted those words. Pentagon's already met with him and said, okay, we know you're going to get the job. We met with the senators. They're going to approve you. We got to go through the formal hearings for the public to make them think that the fake democracy is working. Now, here's what you've got to say. I'm not saying that this is what's really going on. Okay, I'm kind of being comical and hyperbolic, really. I genuinely mean that. But something kind of flavorish is kind of going on a little bit. Yeah, you're probably going to be appointed. Just make sure that you take the opportunity. It's probably a phrase like this. There's a good chance you'll be approved as the ambassador. If you want to set the tone right to you for you to be in a position of power, say this during your confirmation hearing. See, that's probably how it goes down. So, Pentagon's probably looked at that and said, okay, we kind of need this guy to say this right now. So we'll send our people over there to have a nice friendly chat with him and makes a suggestion, and Biden would probably approve it. Yeah. I want you to say that. So we'll have a good relationship with you as a Secretary of Defense or the ambassador or whatever position it is if you say this. So that it's getting dropped. And America is talking deeply with Taiwan over video conference about being more involved in the United Nations. We're going to send our battleships over to China's backyard. We're going to say China can't be trusted. And you better believe the Pentagon already is anticipating and watching China's response. You better believe it. And they've got them fully analyzed. China's about to make some major, major mistakes. And it's all about self-aggrandizement. U.S. has one more good scuffle left in it. After that, it's going to be curtains, because too many Americans have forgotten the things that keep the economy going, and that is doing things right. There's a case for Trump, but still the truth is the only way for him to get stuff done was to do the inflammatory stuff, because there are people who don't want to do what needs to get done any other way. Everyone's wrong all around. Lord, forgive us in some manner. See you tomorrow.